What's up, Steve?
What's up, Kevin?
How are you doing, man?
Not much, man. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about the power of no and why it's important to have that in your life. Let's start with that, right? Why is it powerful to say no? I think when you say no, you're saying yes to other things, right? Indirectly. It gives you more time to do other things. It allows you to focus on other things. There's so many things you can say yes to. By saying no, you're essentially empowering the yes you are saying to the other things that you're trying to do in your life. So whether that's in your life, whether that's in your business, whether that's in your relationships, right? For example, if you're, you know, seeing some other people, right? By saying no to all of them, you're essentially saying yes to possibly one of them that you're committing to. That's one example.
Like dating.
Exactly. Right?
Well, some people just say yes to all of them. And it's all being no, right?
Yeah. So there's that one. And then you have work commitments, right? Work commitments in a sense where by saying no to certain distractions, certain requests, you can focus and prioritize on the ones that are important, right? And to be able to move singularly in one direction, right? Anything you want to add to that, Stu?
Yeah, I think it's sometimes hard to say no, mm-hmm. You know, to reject people, reject things, because we all don't like that feeling of the feeling of rejection.
Yeah.
But if, to your point, if you say yes to everything, then you're basically saying no to everything as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't have it all. And in life, having that courage to say there's a cutoff to my time or my energy,
mm-hmm.
or I'm going to delegate my focus elsewhere, not here,
mm-hmm.
Requires some sense of courage. You know, you have to be willing to reject some people in order to obtain other people or other things,
mm-hmm.
right? I think being able to say no, though, is liberating. And what I mean by that is you don't feel obligated to live up to a promise that you can't deliver on, right? You can't live up to expectations that you can't meet if you can just straight up say no. I know in our podcast we talk a lot about like things like sales related, you know,
mm-hmm.
and how like the whole idea and mentality of like sales, it's always about getting the client to a yes, you know, in terms of getting your product. But what I found that's really powerful about saying no in the context of sales is sometimes if you're transparent and firm about what can and cannot be done with the clients, they actually appreciate the honesty. You know, how many times have you ever went to buy something and then the sales rep's just trying to say, yes, this can be done. Yes, that can be done. And then when you actually get the product, you look back and you're like, my sales rep lied to me, right? Then you're trying to say yes to everything. This can accommodate everything that I can. But for the sake of not this deception, but for the sake of getting a client to say yes, they're willing to say yes to everything. We can accommodate even unreasonable requests.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up getting stuck having to deliver on that promise that you could not deliver in the beginning, all because you were afraid to say no.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I mean by liberating in that sense.
No, I 100% agree, right? You never want to overpromise and underdeliver. Right? We never want that. That's the
worst thing.
That's the worst thing. I think it's a big thing in sales, and it's also a big thing in life, too. When you say yes, that you're going to go do something.
And you don't do it.
And then you don't do it, and that hurts and harms your relationships deeply. It
hurts your credibility.
Yeah.
You look like a liar, even though that was not your intention.
Correct.
And then everything just, the trust is no longer there. And once the trust is no longer there, then you can't really leverage you know, interactions with other people.
Exactly. No, that's spot on there. So how do we say no when it's hard? that's the tricky question. What are some ways that you say no to things that you feel like you should say yes to, but you know you should say
no
to?
Yeah, like in the context of like sales, for example, if there's an unreasonable request that I know that we cannot accommodate,
mm-hmm.
because it will disappoint the client, and
mm-hmm.
B, it will also be against our policies, you know, whatever your policies or rules are,
mm-hmm.
I'll let the customer know firmly, like, we cannot accommodate that, but I'll give a reason as to why, you know. But more importantly, after I give the rejection, I will give an alternative solution. We cannot do that. However, we can do this. So it feels like you're still trying, because I think the biggest downfall of saying no, or the biggest concern that a lot of times we're afraid of saying no, is it just cuts everything off. Everything, it kills the deal, or it kills the relationship. It's like, you don't even care. You're not even trying. But if you're creative and you're able to find other ways, you know, around the rejection, then it's fine. I think where it gets a little bit tricky, though, is when you're trying to softly say no, but you are not firm enough in establishing the no right away. And then it kind of becomes like this wishy-washy, is it a yes or a no or maybe kind of deal that you're trying to satisfy,
yeah.
you know, the other person.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, offer like a legitimate alternative solution.
Mm-hmm. I love that method. By saying, no, you can't, why you can't, and then providing a solution on what you can't do.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. That three-step process is amazing. I think for me, I do that too, but sometimes, like, in the moment, you don't know whether it's a yes or a no yet. So sometimes, in order to be polite, it's sometimes you just need to buy yourself time to think about whether it's a yes or it's a no, right? And I think being flat out about it and upfront about it is always key. Honesty and transparency. So if someone's asking you for a favor or asking you to do something or asking if something is possible, right? Your main reaction right away might be a yes, but you hold off on it if you're not sure, right? And just say something like, hey, you know, that sounds like a really interesting opportunity. Or, hey, you know, that sounds like something that would be interesting, but I can't commit to that at the moment yet. My intention is to get back to you with a firm response. Give me a couple of days to think about it, to see if that's something I could fit in, right? Or something to that nature before you commit to saying yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think another part of why it's sometimes hard for us to say no to things,
yeah.
is the temptation to always be agreeable, or the temptation to
mm-hmm.
want to satisfy whatever the other person's demand is on the spot,
mm-hmm.
because we're used to instant gratification. But when you learn that it is okay
mm-hmm.
to reject, you know, if there's a reason and a solution to it, right? Or you want to buy yourself time before you overcommit, right? And I think communicating the reason why you're trying to buy yourself time is because you don't want to set false expectations is a very powerful way as well, and a nice way of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think honestly, at the end of the day, the best way is always be transparent and be honest. It's not always easy.
It's hard.
But
like,
if you're not, it's going to be hard to keep up with your lies, and it's going to feel uncomfortable, and you're going to come off as dishonest and inauthentic. Ultimately, it's to your benefit, and it's to the other person's benefit, the asker.
Yes. It's
yeah.
it's that, like your point, that initial moment of awkwardness. I think that's what it is. It's
mm-hmm.
that initial moment of awkwardness that it's like, ooh, I just said something that they didn't really want to hear,
mm-hmm.
and I'm afraid it's going to jeopardize the whole rapport that we've built,
mm-hmm.
you know, or the momentum that we've created, that I've created. You know, it may have been ruined by me saying no, but a lot of times if you get comfortable with that, like, this is what it is, and we're going to stand behind that because that's how we operate, then people can actually more often or less respect that, you know,
yeah.
like, whoa, like, you're the first person that's actually comfortable telling me what can't be done,
mm-hmm.
instead of everyone else who's just enabling me. I think another great example outside of sales is like, you know, coaching like other people, or like dealing with friends or dealing with your nephews or nieces, or like especially younger children, right? You have to learn to set boundaries and explain boundaries. Otherwise, if you enable a kid to just basically be an ass all the time, then like, guess what? That's what they're going to be. They're going to be an ass all the time. They're not going to have any manners. They're not going to have any discipline, all because you weren't comfortable as a parent or a guardian to instill why things are acceptable and why other things are not acceptable. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, I agree, man. I think those methods that we talked about and those principles behind the power of no is super critical. All of that requires discipline. And if we were to just, let's say, even just put the social context aside of just saying no to people, but what about saying no to yourself? No to your daily habits. No to the daily actions. What do I mean by that?
That's a good one.
What you eat, what you do, whether you exercise every day or not, whether you stress out about certain things, what do you do on your daily life that you are saying yes and allowing into your life versus saying no to them, right? Are you saying yes to eating unhealthy? Are you saying yes to watching TV for 4 hours? Are you saying yes to
responding to every text message, every push notification that comes into your phone?
Whatever, yeah. Right, whatever it might be. Those things within your life are also micro actions that you're saying yes to that ultimately determine what your life looks like, what your priorities look like, right? And so what are those? I think there's a great quote by Jocko Willink, discipline equals freedom, right? So if you're able to stay disciplined, well, first get clear on what you want, right? Get clear on what's going to make you happy. Get clear on why that makes you happy. Get clear on what a successful life looks like to you. Get clear on what you want to prioritize in your life and why you want to prioritize those things.
What a happy life looks like to you.
Exactly. Yeah. And then reverse engineer that and discipline yourself every day to say no to the things that stray you away from that path. Whatever 100%. That might
be. 100%.
Right? And you got to do that every day, right? I think it takes practice for sure.
And to add to your point, that Jocko Willink quote, discipline equals freedom, mm-hmm. right? I think the freedom aspect, you know, is the not counter argument, but the opposite of the victim mentality, right? The reason why you don't feel freedom is because you feel you were a victim to your circumstances, right? Mm-hmm. But why are you a victim to your circumstances to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're not willing to say no to certain things. You're not willing to just say, I refuse to accept this as reality, and I'm not going to put up with it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, this is just my way of life. It's going to be crappy, and therefore it's going to continue to be crappy, and I can't get out of this crap hole that I'm in.
Yeah.
And so you continue to enable yourself to be in that victim mentality.
Yeah, 100%, man. So, I mean, Stuart, what was a time you had to say no to something really, really difficult?
Well, at the end of my four-year period in the Bay Area, I went to the college in Bay Area. I actually grew up in Orange County, you know, Southern California, but I had to contemplate and decide, was I going to stay in my relationship and stay in the Bay Area after graduating, right? It's a big decision. And I ultimately ended up saying no to that relationship and staying in the Bay Area due to career opportunities, due to personal family, difficulties, you can say. And it was really, really hard to say no to that relationship. But I knew that, one, if I had to be completely honest with myself, it was not going to be a relationship that was conducive to my long-term goals, my long-term success. Two, there were no real opportunities that I could get for the job that I wanted in the Bay Area, right? And three, I had an opportunity for a job interview in Southern California. I didn't know whether I was going to get the job or not, but I had a better shot there than I believe than staying in the Bay Area and not having a job after college. You know, that was the one thing I told myself is, you can't have it all. You're not going to have it all. Things are not going to go smoothly, but you have got to decide and roll the dice and just go with the punches, you know, go with the flow.
But it really sounded like you were clear on what is it that you ultimately wanted. And that
it
allowed
was tough,
you,
man.
Yeah.
Like I had to struggle and contemplate for a month. Like it was the longest month I could recall, like 2016,
mm-hmm.
between May to June. To end a two-year relationship, to end a four-year cycle in a new place that you just got accustomed to, you know, a way of life, and to just decide, I'm going to start all over again, start from scratch. I don't know what the future holds, but let's go. Let's do this.
What ultimately led to that decision?
It's priorities.
Yeah.
You know, the career is one thing. Family complications was another thing. I could not look back and forgive myself if I selfishly decided to just stay in the Bay Area, not be able to take care of myself financially, right? And not be there for family, for specific, you know, emotional support, you know, and just not, like, I don't want to look back and say, like, dude, you could have been more useful for the family. You could have done something more productive for yourself, but you didn't, only because you wanted to stay in a relationship that you weren't sure about, in a place where you can't afford rent, you know, hoping for a career that may not happen. And so a lot of factors were weighing in on it. You know, it was like a trinity of factors, you know, like a big decision between three important factors, and there's no guarantee of a perfect outcome. But that's where you really have to get laser focused and decide on what you will say yes to and what you're going to say no to.
So it priorities and understanding where your priorities were at that time allowed you to get clear on that answer, get clear on what you're saying no to.
Find your priorities,
mm-hmm.
understand, like reverse engineer. You were talking about this earlier. If you did major decision, if you say yes to this or if you say no to that, and you fast forward the clock X amount of months, maybe 1 or 2 years, and you look back, what is that going to look like, hypothetically? Right? Don't overthink it, but just play it out in your head. You need to have that ability to visualize. Is that the desired outcome? And if that's not the desired outcome, then that's when you have to be definitive and say no. What about you? Can you relate to, like, or, you know, sort of reflect on the time where it was really hard to say no to something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I remember after leaving the first business that I started, I had like a web design, digital marketing branding agency. And I was deep, man. I mean, I did it for about like 2 years, right? I mean, a year and a half. And I built a lot of relationships. I built a lot of connections. We were starting to grow. We were starting to really establish some sort of stability within the company. But I was working, you know, maybe 80 to 100 hour weeks, minimum of like 12, 13 hours a day, almost 7 times a week.
Damn, that's some Elon Musk shit right there.
So I was working a lot. I was managing maybe 10, 12 accounts at any given time, working through demands, working with developers overseas, working with, you know, contractors that we've had here, trying to get things to work, learning things off the cuff. It was that startup mentality, right? And ultimately, I realized, like, hey, like this isn't really the direction I want to take my life, is to always consistently be selling marketing, branding, and building this type of agency. What I was looking more for was being able to represent like a single product rather than having all these different little brands that I'm working with. For me, I found like that wasn't as fulfilling to me, that I wanted to build something on my own, like a brand on my own, or contribute to something that I would really care about. Because when you're in the business, you're just trying to pick any client off the street and that's willing to pay you to do work. And some of the times you didn't necessarily believe in the product or saw that the product was something that you were interested in standing for, right? And so I was a little torn with that, right? I didn't enjoy the nature of that business because we had to pay rent. We had to pay our employees, you know, that we had to have work constantly coming in. And if we didn't, then we would go under or we'd eat into our savings. And 2 years we were working that hard, not being able to pay ourselves, right? And I wasn't happy. And so I had to make a decision. Yes, I want to continue this without any sort of idea of where this is going to go. Or I'm going to say no, remove myself from the business and really find what's important to me and what I ultimately would want to do. And I left. I left the business because if I were to ask myself, if I continue to do this for the next 10 years, would I see myself being happy doing this? And the answer was no. Like, I didn't see this being built as something fulfilling, right? It was interesting at the time, right? But I didn't see like a probable outcome rather than fighting against a whole bunch of competing agencies and things like that. And trying to make ends meet that way, right? And so I made the hard decision. I just said, hey, you know, I know that ultimately this isn't something that I would want, so I had to let it go, right? And after that, I had clients still ask me for work, and at the time, I just literally left and wasn't doing anything. I had no income, right, that were asking me to continuously do work. In which I felt bad, so I did. I continued to do it. And I'm like, wait, hold on. I just left, and now I'm...
Now you're saying yes to things that you said no to.
Exactly. And I had to decline clients that were trying to offer me substantial amount of money to do work. And I had to say no, or else I'm digging myself in a hole again that I ultimately was no longer passionate about. And that was a hard time. It took a lot of soul searching, a lot of strength to say no, to rekindle and refine myself. And ultimately, it took a lot of effort to say no to figure out what ultimately it is that I am passionate about, that I'm happy about. And so, yeah, I think that's a big story, but ultimately something that I did very similarly to you is I asked myself, hey, what's important to me? What are my priorities? And for me at that time was I wanted to build something or build towards something that I could feel happy about.
That you could stand behind.
I can stand behind. And
you didn't want to live, not to say like a lie, but you didn't want to half-ass it.
Exactly. Exactly. So... yeah, I mean that's my story for that. I think it happens on a lot of different micro levels too. You know, from a day to day in terms of building the habits, the routines that I have in my daily life. Like something that's really big and important to me is being healthy, eating healthy, and being able to say no to certain foods, right? Being able to say no to eating out all the time and just doing meal prepping. So that's something that I started doing.
That's sacrifice,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Having friends hit you up like, hey, let's go to like, you know, Chili's or Applebee's or,
yeah,
you know, like,
yeah,
get some boba.
Not to say you can't be social. There's a time and place for it, you know, but at least consistently, like, are your first two meals or whatever, or the first whatever weekday meals, are they healthy? Are you consistently being conscious about what you put in your body and then saying no to those temptation to eat junk food or whatever it might be that your body is craving at the time? So like micro decisions like that too.
I think even like financial decisions, right?
Yeah, huge.
The age and time that we're in is like instant gratification. I want it now. Mm-hmm. I want it now. I want it quick. I'm going to impulse buy because everything is at the click of my fingertips. Quite literally, you can touch ID and buy anything that you want.
Face ID now.
Yeah, face ID at Amazon.
No like, touch necessary.
Like you can order a car online with your cell phone, you know? But you've got to ask yourself, what I always ask myself, like when it comes to like things financially, mm-hmm. is like, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it.
Wow.
There are so many things, right?
That is powerful.
It's like, yeah. You know, I can drink 10 bottles of soju, right? 10 like swigs of Jack Daniels, like, but should I? Probably not, right? Because of the after effects of that. I can buy this purse. I can buy the newest, you know, video game. I could buy the nicest car. But should I? You know, even if you have the money there, even if the means are there, even if there's a discount, should I? You know, what is more important right now? Paying off the debt that you might have, right? Saving to invest in yourself or something bigger that matters more to you in the long run? Or getting that fucking nice-ass watch, getting that nice pair of shoes, right? Flexing on other people, telling other people, I made it, even though you really haven't made it, you're just flexing, right? I think only when you can buy things and not even have an afterthought, like if you can lose this amount of X amount of dollars, right? Twice over without having an afterthought. That's when I think like, yeah, it doesn't hurt you financially to buy certain things, but I just see so many people like just spend things that they shouldn't be getting, you know, only because they can to impress people they don't even like. And like not being able to say no to that is like a form of like trapping yourself, man. You're like really putting yourself in that trap. If you can't say no to the temptation, you can't say no to reject others, right? If you can't stand for something, if you stand for nothing, you will fall for anything. You know?
That is a huge one, man.
Yeah.
I think you brought up two huge nuggets right there, man. Just because you can't doesn't mean you should. You know,
and if you stand for nothing, you will fall for everything.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Stuart, I think that's a good place to end this podcast, man.
Yeah.
We covered a lot.
Not to like scare people or be a dick to people, but you know, like reassess your own life. Think about instances, right, where I can and I did, but should I have done it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. 100%, man. Well, I'm glad we talked about this topic. I think it's really important in creating a fulfilling life, a life that you set out to build for yourself. But yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic as well. You know, please, you know, tweet at us. We'd love to hear your thoughts there. If you have any ideas for the next topic that we should cover, you know, feel free to send us an email in the description below. And if you enjoyed this podcast, leave us a review. We'd really appreciate that. It helps us build a community of listeners like yourself. And any other closing thoughts, Stuart?
I mean, yeah, just share the knowledge, you know, share the wealth, and also be really conscious of how you think and view yourself, you know, every single day. I think that's the one ask. You know, I think that's what this is all about, is helping people, you know, who need to reassess and reflect a little bit deeper on their own lives for a better life, you know.
Awesome, man. Well, until next time.